Christianity is full of paradox because love and faith do not make sense in this secularistic, pluralistic, and egocentric world. For example, in the first reading from 2 Corinthians, we heard St. Paul said that for you, you have known the gracious act of our Lord Jesus Christ, that for your sake he has become poor, although he was rich, so that by his poverty you might become rich. The richness we find in Christ is not the richness of this world. And Jesus has taught us how to abandon ourselves, that self-emptying, that radical kenosis, in order to possess the things of heaven, the richness that comes from God instead of the things of this world. My brothers and sisters, which lead us toward the gospel reading today, where Jesus challenged us something that seemed contradictory in the eyes of this world, to love our enemies. To love our enemies, the one that we do not like, the one who have hurt us, the one somehow we have labeled or deemed as against us. But yet, we're being reminded that our Heavenly Father make the sun shine on them and rise the rain to fall on them as well. Therefore, we need to love those who are unlovable, because what recompense will we have if we only love those who love us? Do the people of this world do the same? Then how can we be perfect, just as our Heavenly Father is perfect? He hath caused the sun to rise on the bad and the good, the rain to fall on the just and the unjust. Therefore, we need to love our enemies and pray for those who persecute us. My brothers and sisters, that is paradoxical. That is contrary to the ideals, the values, and the things of this world. But that's what comes from God, because Jesus have taught us what it means to empty our ego, our self, our control, our desire, our humanity, so that we become rich in God. By his poverty, we gain the eternal prize, the prize of heaven, the prize that cannot be robbed by the things of this world, the prize that gives life eternal. Therefore, my brothers and sisters, seek the things that are above, the things that are from Christ, and allow his love to transform us deep from within.